welcome to season 2 of Zafuto on Air. I know, it's been a while. I figured if TV shows can do it, so can I. So here we are. This morning, as I was preparing my son's bag and lunchbox to send him off with Dad for his play practice, and I was preparing myself to head off to teach class, I hit the start button on the coffee maker to get it going. I put my agave in my coffee mug and set it on the stand when I usually put my creamer in prior to the coffee brewing. So right away I was out of sequence of my normal habit. Did a few things in between and finally hit the button for the coffee to brew. Now, when the coffee brewed, I then put my creamer in and noticed it got pretty light pretty quick for the amount of creamer I just added. I swirled it around and took a sip and noticed it tasted kind of sweet. I thought maybe my taste buds are just off this morning. So by the time I got in the car and was halfway to where I was going, I took another sip and thought again, that is so sweet. Maybe my hand just slipped with the agave. And it took a few seconds for things to click into place. And I realized I had never changed the K-cup. It was pretty much just water, sugar, and cream. And the lesson for the day is that sometimes all the signs are there. We are presented with all the facts. We see them, we hear them, we taste them, and yet we're still not present. We still can't quite ground and understand what all these signs are trying to tell us. And so I challenge you to take this information into your week and to see how present you can become, to really acknowledge the moments when you're ignoring the signs, or when you're so lost in movement, so on autopilot, that you don't even recognize the signs are there until it's too late. Welcome back. Thank you for listening, and I'll be back soon with another lesson. Zafuto on Air, signing off.